Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, but we are going to be starting on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. And the Mishnah is going to be discussing what our posture is supposed to be like while we say Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says, Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Ba'erev Kodam Yaket Yatevi Yikra, in the nighttime Shema, in the evening, everyone should lay down and then say Kriya Shema. Vaboker Yamur. In the morning, everyone should be standing when they say Kriya Shema. Shenemar v'shach b'chov k'mecha. Because the pasuk says when you lay down and when you get up. So at Marv you lay down. At Shacharis you stand up for Kriya Shema. V'esela Omer. V'esela says, which is the way we paskin. Kol Adam Kori Kedarko. Everyone should read it as they wish. However they want to be sitting, standing, laying down, whatever it is. That's what you should do. Shenemar uvelechtecha baderech. Because it also says, and you walk on your way, which proves that you don't have to lay down or stand up. Even walking would be potentially okay. So asks the Mishnah, Imkein lama nemar v'shach b'chov kumecha. So Beis Hillel is going to have to explain. Why does it say v'shach b'chov kumecha then? So answers Beis Hillel, what that means, that's really referring to the time periods. At the time that people are laying down, that's the nighttime Shema. And at the time that people get up, that is the morning Shema. I'm Rabbi Tarfon. There's a story now. Rabbi Tarfon said, Ani yisi baba derech. I was traveling on the road. And he was trying to be careful to lay down for the nighttime Shema like the word. Ani yisi baba derech v'yitesi likros k'divrei beis shamai. So Rabbi Tarfon said he was traveling on the way, and he laid down to go and say Kriya Shema at night to follow the words of Beis Shammai. V'sikanti b'atmi b'nei alistim. And by doing this, he put himself into a dangerous position, because the robbers could have come and attacked him while he was just laying there. So Amru lo d'chacham said back, Kedai hayisi hayisa lochov b'atmecha. It made sense that you would have been attacked in such a situation, Shavarti al d'Rabbi Beis Hillel, because you did not follow the words of Beis Hillel. This is a bit harsh and a bit intense, but it seems like we hold like Beis Hillel, and you should not follow Beis Shammai. That's what seems to come out from our Mishnah. But now let's see what the Gemara has to say about this. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and Beis Hillel. So I understand Beis Hillel come afarshe ta'amayhu, v'tayma de Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel explained his reasoning. He explained why he said in any which way, and he also explained why he doesn't hold like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai said, b'shach p'chov k'mecha, and Beis Hillel explained that away and said, no, that's just referring to the times. I love Beis Shammai, my time alo, I'm reiki Beis Hillel. But we didn't explain why Beis Shammai does not explain like Beis Hillel. So what's the reason for that? So Amrei lach Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would say back, Im kein neimakra baboker uva erev, my b'shach b'chov kumecha. If we're trying just to refer to nighttime and daytime, like Beis Hillel is saying, b'shach b'chov kumecha, when you lay down and when you get up. So there's a simpler way to go ahead and talk about nighttime and daytime. Why not just say boker and erev? From the fact it says, b'shach b'chov kumecha, b'shach, b'shas shriva, shriva mamish, b'shas kima, kima mamish. It must be teaching us something extra. So it has to be teaching us that during the nighttime Shema, you actually should lie down, and during the daytime Shema, you should actually stand up. But now the Gemara asks, Ube Shammai, hai belach l'chov aderach mai avid lu. So what do they do with the next part of the puzzle when it says when you walk on your way? So according to Beis Hillel, that proved that you don't have to be laying down or standing up. You could do whatever you want, even if you're walking. So what would Beis Shammai do with that pasuk? So this, the Gemara answers, opens us up into the famous concept of osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. When you are in the middle of doing a mitzvah, you are patur from another mitzvah which comes up. So big sugya, not for us to get into the details right now, but let's see what the Gemara has to say. So the Gemara says, no, Beis Shammai really needed this pasuk. We needed this because of the following brisa. It says the pasuk, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, when you sit down in your house, pra la'osek b'mitzvah, says the brisa, this is coming to exclude someone who's doing a mitzvah, meaning it says you must recite Kriya Shema when you're sitting in your house. This is coming to exclude someone who's in the middle of doing a different mitzvah. Uvelechtecha b'derech, and when the pasuk says, uvelechtecha b'derech, when you're going on your way, prat l'chasan. This comes to exclude a chasan who does not need to say Kriya Shema because he is doing some sort of other mitzvah. Mikan amru. Based on here, the Chachamim said, Akone says, Abasuga Pater, someone who's marrying a Besuga, a virgin, is going to be Pater from, say, Kriya Shema Vasa Almana Chayiv. But someone who is marrying a widow, an Almana, they are going to be Chayiv in Kriya Shema. So we're going to discuss what exactly that means in just a little bit. But for right now, the Gemara goes on with this drashim. So my mashma, so how does this pasuk of uvelechtecha v'derech and b'shiftecha v'seicha, how do these psukim teach us that someone who's doing a different mitzvah does not need to say Kriya Shema? So Amar of Papa, ki derech. Rav Papa says that it's all about the word derech. Ma derech rishos, af kol rishos. Because if you look, the pasuk says, uvelechtecha v'derech. It says your way, and it's referring to the way. Sorry, I'm Rav Papa, ki derech. Rav Papa says that it's we're only going to be chayiv in a situation when it's comparable to the derech, to the way. Ma derech rishus afko rishus, just as one's travels of ubelechtech av derech are referring to their voluntary travels based on their own discretion, so too, any situation, only when they're going on their own purposes, that's when it's going to be have a situation where one is going to be chayiv in kriyashma. But if someone's going for a mitzvah, then they would not be chayiv in kriyashma. So the Gemara questions this answer. Milo askinan dekazi ledvar mitzvah. Are we not talking about a situation where we're talking about they're going to do a mitzvah? How do we know that it's not talking? Uvelechtech avadarach is not talking about someone that's on their way to do a mitzvah. Afilachi amarachim on a likrei. And still, the Torah tells us that you have to read kriyashma. There's no specific mention that it's talking about you going on your own discretion. Maybe it is talking about kriyashma. Maybe it is talking about you going for another mitzvah. We don't actually know that. So answers the Gemara. No, imkein lichtav rachmana b'sheves ubelechas. The pasuk would have said, while you are sitting and while sitting and while walking, my b'shiftecha and my ubelechtecha. So why does it say when you're sitting and during your going? So answers the Gemara, b'sheves didach ubelechas didach hu demechayeves. So in a situation when you are going on your way, when you are sitting in your house, when it's your own discretion, when you're going on your own way for your own personal reasons, that's when you're going to be chayiv kriyashma, but had the mitzvah petiras. But if you're going to be going for a mitzvah purpose, then you are going to be pater. So asks the Gemara, yachi afilu kones es almananami. So why do we make this distinction, whether someone's marrying a besula or an almana, a virgin or a widow? What's the difference? It's a mitzvah to marry an almana also. So you, if it's all about just doing mitzvahs, then you're going to be, then you're doing a mitzvah by marrying an almana as well. So answers the Gemara, high tarid v'hai lo tarid. No, when someone's marrying a besula, they're preoccupied with the marriage. They're more distracted than if they're marrying an almana. So it's different. So now the Gemara says, imishim tirda. Now if you're changing the factors of what's important here, if you're saying that everything's now important based on tarud and tirda about your mindset that you're not going to be able to focus, afilu tavas finaso bayam nami. If someone has a bad business investment, if their ship sank, if their stocks tank, so they also should be puzzled from saying kriya shema. V'chi tema achinami. And if you're going to say that that's true, that really if something bad is happening in your life, then you're not chayiv in kriya shema. Alama amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda amar Rav. But this doesn't make sense because we say avel chayiv b'chol mitzvah samurus b'torah chutz minat tefillin. Because the halacha is that an avel is going to be chayiv in all mitzvos in the Torah except for tefillin. So if an avel is chayiv in mitzvos, so they are clearly tarred and they're clearly distracted, yet they're still chayiv in mitzvah. So we see that just distraction is not enough to say that someone's going to be pater in mitzvah. So what's this tefillin idea? That they're going to be pater in tefillin. Shahari nemar behem pe'er. Because it says the word pe'er by tefillin. Shenemar pe'ercha chavosh alecha. Tefillin have the word pe'er. And over here, there's a story with Yecheskel, who lost his wife. And over there, Hashem was telling him not to act in the way of a mourner. Except for one way, is that you should wear tefillin. So we see that generally, mourners do not wear tefillin. So that's why we know that you do not wear tefillin on the first day. So this is actually lehalacha. We also, the first day that someone's before the burial, so from the time of the Yomisa to the Kvura, they do not wear tefillin at that time, as we see from this. But our point is, what we see from here, is that it's not just enough to say that tarud, that you being distracted, is enough to say that you're putter from Kriyashma, because clearly an Avel, who is also distracted, is going to be putter in Kriyashma as well. So if that's the case, then why is one only going to be putter when they're marrying an Almana? So when they're marrying a besula, why not pater when you're marrying an almana as well? So the Gemara answers by making a distinction between the case of avelus, that type of preoccupation, versus the case of marrying a besula. Hasam tarid tirda de mitzvah, hacha tarid tirda de rishus. Now, when it comes to marrying a besula, so there your mind is going off on mitzvah purposes, because marrying a besula is a mitzvah. But when you're in avelus, so yes, there are certain things that you have to do and certain things that you're supposed to do for avelus, but you don't have to be sad. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to be preoccupied. So that's why it's not considered a tirda de mitzvah. But now, we are now left with a situation where uvelechtecha vaderech is still open, because we initially wanted to say that that was coming to include the chasam. But now we just proved that the chasam could be for a different reason. The Gemara said that it's all coming from b'shachbecha uvkumecha and b'shiftecha v'beisecha, nothing to do with uvelechtecha v'aderech. So what's uvelechtecha v'aderech according to Beishamai? So what do they do with this prasuk of uvelechtecha v'aderech? So answers the Gemara, prat l'shluchei mitzvah. This is coming to exclude shluchei mitzvah. These are the people who have who are sent to do a mitzvah, but they have not yet actually gone and done the mitzvah. Ubeis Hillel Amri. So now, where do Beis Hillel get all of these halachos from about Oseg Mitzvah, Paltar Menah Mitzvah, and all the things that we just discussed for Beis Shammai? So Beis Hillel will say, so granted that the psukim are being used to also teach this idea of Oseg Mitzvah, Paltar Menah Mitzvah, Memeila Shema Mina Dafi Ubederach Nami Kari, but yet Ubelecht Chavaderach is still teaching me that you're allowed to go and say Kriya Shema while you're walking, which proves that it doesn't have to be in a specific place for you to be saying Kriya Shema, meaning lying down or standing up. So that's how Beis Hillel gets his shita. We now have Brisa that goes and discusses this sheet of Beis Hillel in depth. Tana Rabbanan Arabis Tana Brisa. Beis Hillel Omrim. Beis Hillel say Omdim Vikorin, Yoshin Vikorin, Umatin Vikorin, Hochim Baderach Vikorin. You can be in any situation and say Kriya Shema, whether you're lying down, you're sitting up, you're walking, whatever it is. Osin Melachta Vikorin. You can be doing your work and reading Kriya Shema. There's no requirement about your position. Umaisa Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There's a story with Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Shai Misu B'makom Echad. They were resting in a certain place at night. Vayar Rabbi Yishmael Muta. And Rabbi Yishmael was lying down. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Zakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing up. So one was laying down, one was standing up. Kevin Shi Gizma Kriya Shema. When it came time for the Marv Kriya Shema, Hita Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar laid down, like the ruling of Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai again says that the night Shema you need to lie down. So he lay down. Vizakov Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael then stood straight up. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael achi, Yishmael my brother, emshalacha ma'ashalad ma'adar v'doma. Let me explain to you what just occurred here. Mashalachad sha'omrim lo zekancha megudal. So this is comparable to a case where someone says, your beard is really nice and full. Amar lahem, and he says back to him, Yia keneged hamashlisim. Let it be given to the destroyers, and I'm going to shave it all off. Afkan atza. So too, same thing's happening here. Kol zman shani zakovani atamote. So I was standing up, and you were laying down the whole time. Achshav shekishani hitesi ata zakafta. So now it's time for Shema. So I laid down also, just like you were laying down, and you just stood right up. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yishmael said back to him, ani asisi kidev Beis Hillel. Now, I'm holding like Beis Hillel. Ata asisi kidev Beis Shammai, and you're clearly holding like the words of Beis Shammai. V'lo od, and not only that, elash maybe people are going to see us and they're going to think you have to lay down when you say the nighttime Shema, and that's the halacha forever, and that's going to be a problem. So that's why I made sure to stand up as well. So my velo ode. So why did Rabbi Yishmael have to finish his words and say velo ode? The first explanation of saying that you were holding like Beis Shammai, I'm holding like Beis Hillel, that should have been enough. Why does he have to say, and also the Talmidim are going to see me? So answers the Gemara, v'chi tema Beis Hillel nami islehu matin. So if you're going to say that, Beis Hillel would agree that you're allowed to lie down also. Beis Hillel said you could say Kriya Shema however you want to say it. So he doesn't say that you're not allowed to lie down for the nighttime Shema. Hani mili dematev asa meikara. So this is true only for someone who was lying down initially. Avahacha kevan da'ad hashta havei zokov hashta muta. But here, you were standing up, and then you specifically went to go lay down for the Kriya Shema of Marv. Amrei Shema mina kevei Shammai svirohu. So people are going to think that you specifically hold like Beis Shammai because you went out of your way to go and lay down for the Shema. And that's why I was extra scared that people are going to see this and think that this is going to be the halacha forever. We now have a machlokas as to what happens and what's their status if you followed Beis Shammai in this situation. Tanei Rabbi Yecheskel. Rabbi Yecheskel taught, Asa k'divrei Beis Shammai asa. K'divrei Beis Hillel asa. If someone did like Beis Shammai, okay, it's fine, you did it. And if you did like Beis Hillel, also it's fine, you did it, you fulfilled the mitzvah either ways. But however, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Asa k'divrei Beis Shammai lo asa v'lo kum. If you did like Beis Shammai, you accomplished nothing. Did not. How do we know that you accomplished nothing? Because we see there is a big machlokas with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and if Beis Shammai felt that if you follow Beis Hillel, then you've not accomplished your mitzvah goal. So the same thing would apply here. Where does this come up? Mishaya rosho v'ruba basoka v'shulchan v'soch habay. So a situation is with Hilchos Sukkah, where someone has his head and most of his body in the sukkah, but the table is mostly in the house. Beis Shammai, Poslin Beis Shammai says this is no good of Beis Hillel machshir, and Beis Hillel says no, it's still going to be valid during Sukkot. Amru lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Maisa shalchu ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel levaker asher b'yochanan men ha'choranis. There was a story, there was one time it happened that the Talmidim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went to go visit Rabbi Yochanan ben ha'choranis. And they found that he was eating in the sukkah in this type of situation where his head and body were in the sukkah, but the table were outside, but the table was inside. And no one said anything to him, so it sounds like they found nothing wrong with his practice. So why then do, this is what Beis Hillel is asking Beis Shammai, why then do you say that it's usher if you didn't say anything in this situation. So Amru lo, Beis Shammai replied back to Beis Hillel, Misham Rai, you're going to bring a proof from here. Avheim Amru lo. In fact, really, we did say something in that situation. The Talmidim of Beis Shammai did say something to this guy, Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanus. Im Kain, Ayisa Noeg. They said that to him, if you really always have done this, if this is the way you've always been eating in your sukkah, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you've never actually done the true mitzvah of sukkah. So we see that Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai said that if you follow Beis Hillel, you've never done it right. So if he's saying that either you hold like me or you're not following the halacha, lechora, the same thing applies the other way around, that Beis Hillel would hold that either you're holding like me or you're not following the halacha. So that's how we know that it sounds like if you specifically follow Beis Shammai, you're not going to be yotze in that situation. There is now the final statement before the Mishnah of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, "Asa k'divrei Beis Shammai chayiv misa." If someone follows the words of Beis Shammai, they are chayiv misa. How do we know this? Did not because of our Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Ani yisa ba bederach v'yitezi likros k'divrei Beis Shammai v'zikanti ba'atzmi v'nei alistim. Amru lo k'day hayisa locha v'asmecha. Because our Mishnah ended pretty harshly. Our Mishnah said that he told this whole story that his life was in danger because he followed Beis Shammai, and someone said back to him, the Chachamim said, you deserve it because you didn't follow Beis Hillel. And this is the end of Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, and we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.